Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You can now support Ghost Maps on Patreon. Simply look for We Are Huntu or click the link in the description. Ghost Maps is hosted on Libsyn. Get up to 2 months of free podcast hosting for your show from Libsyn with the promo code Huntu. Check out the description for more details.
Ghost Maps, Entry 65, Subang Jaya, Malaysia. I'm sure this is not the voice you were expecting. My name's Will, and I used to run a podcast called Ghastly GPS. This is my second time filling in for The Collector. The last time I did this was with my then podcasting partner, Keith, for Entry 51. The other difference this time is that The Collector is not injured or anything. It also helps that the person I'm speaking to for this story is a friend. Josh arrives at this coffee shop in Woodlands a little after I do. He moved to Singapore a few years ago after his dad had to transfer here for work. We hadn't really spoken in a while. No real reason. Just life, really. So we catch up a bit before we get down to his story. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Why don't I just start at the beginning? Josh was working at a land gaming shop in Subang Jaya back in 2015. Every week he'd close up late on at least one night. Usually closing up late meant maybe 10 p.m. latest. But on this night, he had a big group of players coming in for a LAN party. The person who made the booking? His boss's cousin. So, of course, he had no choice but to stay as late as they wanted. Which isn't to say that he didn't try to get out of it. He negotiated and argued with his boss. He even tried to trade with some of his co-workers. But no one wanted to take his shift. The night eventually came, and the LAN party started at around 8 p.m. It was a group of guys, all around their early 20s. When the party started, Josh was already a few hours into his shift, so he was tired and cranky. Luckily, the boss's cousin was fairly cordial. It's just that they played till late. Like, really late. They didn't finish until around 3 a.m. By the time the party had packed up, paid, and vacated the land shop, it was close to around 4 a.m. Josh finally began shutting down all the PCs, starting from the far end of the shop, furthest from the exit. About halfway through, he decided he needed a smoke break. He went outside to the street. It was, of course, completely empty. But while he was out there, the hairs on the back of his neck began to stand. The way the land shop's set up, anyone passing by can hear the noise coming out of it. But only some of the noise. Like if they play their games on full volume, or if the gamers are yelling at each other. But from where Josh was standing, he swears to me that he heard something he couldn't have heard from the outside. Someone typing on a keyboard inside the shop. He thought to himself, okay, maybe I'm just imagining things. After all, it was past 4 a.m. already. He'd had a full shift, and was just too tired. But then he walked in and saw that towards the far end of the shop, one of the PCs had been switched back on. Slowly, Josh walked over just to check that he wasn't imagining this either. He looked around to see if anyone else was there. Maybe one of the LAN parties stayed behind and he hadn't noticed. No one. He figured, okay, maybe he just forgot to shut this one down. He switched it off, then was about to shut down the rest of the computers when that PC came back on again. By itself. The pleasant startup sound suddenly wasn't so pleasant. He tried to call out and see again if there was anyone else around. Hello? Nothing at first. But then, a voice called back. A girl's voice.
Kenapa kerja lewat? Why you work so late?
Josh was frozen to his spot. The only thing that got him running was when another PC started up again. All by itself. And another. And another. The whole LAN shop suddenly filled with that pleasant, but now more insidious startup sound. Josh immediately sprinted out as fast as he could. The next day, Josh's boss asked him why he left all the PCs on the night before. He didn't know how to answer his boss, so he just said he was tired and must have forgotten. The next time his boss asked him to do another late shift though, Josh absolutely refused. His boss threatened to fire him, so Josh quit. After that, he took on a couple of waitering jobs and other part-time work before his family made the move to Singapore. Nothing that required him to do anything past 10 p.m. though.
Hey bro, how's the recording going?
Hey, Keith. Okay lah.
Just this one entry?
Yeah, the collector will have a few guest narrators for the next couple of entries. He never said why though.
I have an idea.
Does this have something to do with your new job?
That's another case for another time.
If you want to discover more of Southeast Asia's other side, subscribe now and follow us on social media. You can also be one of our supporters on Patreon. Look for We Are Huntu or click the links in the description. Ghost Maps is a Huntu production, created by Kyle Ong and Wayne Ray, with art direction by Jolene Lim, and recorded on Audio Technica mics.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.